Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with students Nathaniel Lemansky and Jonathan Kane and director Cheryl Ferreira about the musical production of Aladdin being performed by the Family Room Theater and Mid Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program March 16th through the 17th.
Who are you each portraying in Aladdin?
I am Aladdin.
I am Zoltan, the evil guy. Not Jafar. But I'm the evil guy, but I'm not Jafar.
That kind of represents Jafar, though.
Yeah, I'm similar to Jafar.
This isn't the Disney version of Aladdin, so I imagine in this telling of the story, there is no Jafar, I'm guessing?
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
That is correct.
I see. But you are, you're the main evil guy.
Yeah. Cool. I'm Jafar's evil twin, I guess.
In your directing it, Cheryl, are you also a teacher instructor, or what is your involvement with Mid Prairie?
I am a teacher with the Homeschool Assistance Program. I mainly have done a few drama classes as well as teach a class for the moms or the parents. So,
one of you all wants to maybe give a synopsis on what the musical, what the production is about?
Sure. It's a really fun and pretty lighthearted story about Aladdin and his journey to find gratitude in what he has and who he is, I guess, is a pretty basic overview.
What would you say, you know, if you wanted to make some clarifications as to what the differences are between this and what people know of the Disney movie?
Yeah, I mean, I guess like the basic story itself is pretty similar, but I think just like the point of the story, I don't know, it seems a little different, would you say? Right,
yeah.
It's a little different point, and it's more lighthearted because honestly, Aladdin is kind of dark. So this is a more lighthearted version. So,
if there is a moral to the story, what would you say it is?
I think what he said at the beginning was pretty good. Like, you know, Aladdin was this guy who kind of maybe took some things from the merchants and stuff to give to the poor. So he always had a good heart, but eventually he really wanted to become a prince in order to win over the princess. And I don't want to give away too much, but, you know, eventually he finds out the true meaning of, like he said, like gratitude and how to really embrace who he is now. One of the fun elements I think about this play is we actually have a lot of animals, which will make it really fun for kids. So Aladdin has a camel sidekick, so we're going to have a two-person camel, and a monkey that follows him around, and Zoltan has some sidekicks, a hyena and a vulture, and we have a cobra, so all those animals are going to make it really, really fun. And they all sing, too, so that's fun.
For you guys, is this your first production, you know, doing the homeschool assistance? Are you veterans of the theater?
No, this is definitely not my first one. I can think of at least five others, I think, that I've been in off the top of my head.
This is my number two, so.
How many plays or musicals are put on from the homeschool assistance program?
Usually we do a big play every other year. The opposite year, we usually have a drama class, just teaching the skills and stuff of drama. We still have productions those years. This is the ninth year that I've been directing for homeschoolers in the area, so.
What do you guys like about being a part of these productions with other, you know, homeschool kids in the area?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's really great to act along with your friends, and the play itself is super fun to do. It'll be really enjoyable, I think, to do it in front of an audience.
Yeah, I just like how like we take it seriously, but it's also like a lot of fun, and we're allowed to like experiment a lot and stuff. So the directors are nice. So, but they also, you know, they know what they want, and they'll get it. But they are very nice to you, so I like that.
Is there one other director? Like I saw another woman earlier.
Yeah, I have an assistant director as well as a costume director and a set director. So I've had a lot of help this year. It's been pretty nice.
Lots of hands on deck. And yeah. The other directors, are they parents of other students here, or are, you know, they just come from the community?
Yeah, they are all parents of people here. So, yeah.
What would you say is your favorite thing about this production without giving anything away?
I don't know. I'd have to say just the jokes and the funny interactions between other characters and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I'd have to say the same. Just a fun play.
The theater program, you've been doing it for 9 years. How do you think it's changed or evolved over that time?
I would definitely say we've added new students. It's really great to see students from all over, like towns around. I would say doing it this year for the first time with the Mid-Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program, I think it's going to bring more exposure to the homeschool community in the area, and I think that's really exciting. First time for us to be able to do it at the high school, so we have a lot more room so we can publicize it more, which is really fun.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with students Nathaniel Lemansky and Jonathan Kane and director Cheryl Ferreira about the musical production of Aladdin being performed by the Family Room Theater and Mid-Prairie Homeschool Assistance Program March 16th through the 17th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.